One of the country's most famous magazines, the 91-year-old Reader's Digest, is filing for bankruptcy for the second time in less than 4 years. The Digest originally offered just what the title promises, short versions of stories that had appeared in other publications. Now it's filled with perky consumer news you can use, as well as the long-running advice columns, puzzles, and jokes. Reader's Digest claims it still has 26 million readers worldwide, but the magazine's revenue took a big hit last year from falling sales overseas. We're joined by Peter Kreisky. He's a media industry advisor and strategist, founder and chairman of the Kreisky Media Group. Mr. Kreisky, welcome to our program.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Kreisky, two bankruptcies within 5 years, that sounds dire. What does it mean?
Well, Linda, the heart of the matter is that Reader's Digest built the most incredible direct marketing machine that worked very, very well in the 1950s and early 60s. And it just has simply failed to operate and adapt to internet speed or the ways in which customers want to interact with content.
Is there a way, can you see a way for Reader's Digest to get through this?
It's going to require a revolution, quite frankly, and a lot of disruption. And that means devices like smartphones and tablets. And that's the challenge, to translate the values and the voice they honed and developed so effectively in print into a digital form. And a digital is a very different medium. It isn't just, as they used to say, you know, television was radio with pictures. Well, digital is not print on a screen.
I assume that Reader's Digest's audience is on the old side. It doesn't feel like it would have a young readership.
I consulted to Reader's Digest some years ago, and I guess this is not proprietary anymore because the data is at least 15 years old. But back then, Reader's Digest readers' average age was in the 70s. And I don't know whether they've recruited enough young people to make up for those who are no longer with us.
One of the things that I remember about Reader's Digest was its sweepstakes program. It was huge, and I gather very profitable.
Well, Reader's Digest discovered sweepstakes in the 1950s and early 60s and created a direct marketing machine that would get staggeringly high response rates. When those sweepstakes were banned by a number of state attorneys general, Reader's Digest found it almost impossible to find a substitute that would provide the same kind of uptake that that sweepstakes had.
What do you think the odds are that in 10 years' time we'll still find this fat little magazine sitting on a table in the doctor's office?
It may still be in the doctor's office, oddly enough, but I'm not sure that it'll be the same mass circulation magazine that it has traditionally been. There's always a market for old media. I mean, if you think about it, even stone tablets still have a place in our society. They just happen to be in cemeteries.
Peter Kreisky of Kreisky Media. His company is focused on the media and entertainment industry, including publishing in all its forms, including tablets, stone tablets. Thanks for your help this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.